power may be of God and not of us. God could have proclaimed his truth through sinless angels, but this is not his plan. He chooses human beings, men compassed with infirmity, as instruments in the working out of his designs. The priceless treasure is placed in earthen vessels. Through men, his blessings are to be conveyed to the world. Through them, his glory is to shine forth into the darkness of sin. The 1888 Materials, page 1644. All should bear in mind that Satan's special efforts are directed against the ministry. He knows that it is but a human instrumentality, possessing no grace or holiness of its own. He knows that it is an agent that God has ordained to be a powerful means for the salvation of souls, and is efficacious only as God, the Eternal Spirit, makes it so. He knows that the treasure of the gospel is in earthen vessels, that it is God's power alone that can make them vessels of honor. They may cultivate the vineyard. A Paul may plant and an Apollos water, but God alone can give the increase. God has never left his church without a witness. In all the scenes of trial and proving, of opposition and persecution amidst moral darkness through which the church has passed, God has had men of opportunity who have been prepared to take up his work at different stages and carry it forward and upward. Through patriarchs and prophets, he has revealed his truth to his people. Christ was the teacher of his ancient people as verily as he was when he came to the world clothed in the garments of humanity. Hiding his face, hiding his glory in human form, he often appeared to his people and talked with them face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. He, their invisible leader, was enshrouded in the pillar of fire and of cloud and spoke to his people through Moses. The voice of God was heard by the prophets, whom he appointed to do a special work and to bear a special message. He sent them to repeat the same words over and over again. He had a message prepared for them that was not after the ways and wills of men. And this he put in their mouths and had them proclaim. He assured them that the Holy Spirit would give them language and utterance. He who knew the heart would give them words with which to reach the people. If we're going to see this symbolism correctly, we need to understand that this clay pot that Gideon had is symbolizing our humanity, and that the purpose of our humanity is to be a vessel unto honor that reflects and lets the glory of God shine out. And if we are submitted to the Lord, then he will have a message to place on our lips. And in the story of Gideon, we have to understand that this literal battle that's taking place is symbolizing a spiritual battle, and the fight that we